Hello, I am Herbert S. Tuttleton, esteemed playwright and film auteur, and this is Erotic Fiction for the Midwestern Suburban Reader. Tonight's episode...
Mall Musk Madness.
Krami McDangelis is an olfactory sommelier of the Macy's perfume desk inside the Crossroads Mall. She can tell what perfume suits a woman just by looking at her. Will it be Billie Eilish's Eau de Parfum, which is just French for Billie Eilish's perfume? Or will it be Jessica Simpson's Fancy Forever? Or perhaps it will be Paris Hilton's Can-Can Burlesque Fragrant Fragrance? No. Of course, it's Avril Lavigne's Black Star Horse Oil. However, Krami tires of her nostrils stinging from these pungent fragrances, from exemplary women who definitely oversee their own perfume brands. She longed to run her own perfume brand, one which had complex notes that complemented each individual in a unique way. Her daydreaming had extended into the evening, however, and by the time Krami came back to reality, Macy's was closing. Krami began her shutdown rituals, wiping down the counter, re-scenting the sample cards, and shoving all of that Giorgio Armani cologne back into the fucking overstock bin, because who wants to smell like a fucking 2003 preppy kid, am I right? As she was closing the security gate, a scent wafted into her nose. Something she had never smelt before, but she wanted to smell. It was the musk. She was intrigued, and followed the scent to a Wetzel's pretzel stand in the commons area. The bepimpled employee that worked the kiosk was long gone now. Only the aroma of synthetic butter and dough filled the air. Krami stood puzzled by the pretzels. The scent of the musk had died down. Then, as if cornered by a wall of smell, the musk rushed in behind her. Krami turned around to see a masculine figure in the darkness. He approached with a quick gait. Krami turned to run, but only ended up falling headfirst into the Wetzel's pretzels. She felt the figure move behind her and place his hands on her hips. His grip was strong, but his scent of musk was even stronger. Krami felt a sexual warmth come over her body. Or it could be just the warmth of the Wetzel's bits that she jammed her hands into. Their buttery juices coated her hands with their lubrication, just like she was coating her underwear with her lubrication. The smell of dough and the musk mixed through her olfactories, and she envisioned herself eating two bags of bits while this stranger made love to her from behind. Reality sank back in, and Krami shirked off her mysterious lover. Her skirt caught on the corner of the Wetzel stand and ripped off her body, exposing her Supima cotton blend bikini underwear that she got at Old Navy. She ran towards the nearest store that hadn't been closed, which was a Foot Locker. The smell of silica and leather drowned out the musk, and a sense of both disappointment and security set in. Krami cautiously moved towards the entrance, but the closer she crept, the stronger the scent of the musk creeped into her nostrils. Suddenly, the lights went out from the Foot Locker. Now all she could smell was the silicone leather mixing in with the increasingly present scent of the musk, and all she could feel was the cotton fiber weave, the leather exterior, and the fucking rubber sole of a Nike Jordan Tatum 1. She caressed the shoe on her groin, rubbing the sole over her mons pubis. The mysterious figure's grasp moved to her chest, fondling her breasts over her Tommy Hilfiger woman's sleeveless mock-neck scarf top. She felt like she was in high school all over again, and the accoutrement of a suburban mall only added to that fantasy. Now that Krami was fully his, she took the mysterious stranger by the hand, up the escalator to the Bath and Body Works. She spritzed herself with cucumber melon and limoncello body sprays, hoping to emulate his musk. However, to no avail, the stranger lathered her nude body with various body lotions of pink pineapple, sweet pea, and strawberry pound cake. It would have been a menagerie of terrible scents, but his musk made her feel like she was melting into a whirlpool of pastel cream. Finally, the stranger mounted her in the hand soap section. He even used some of the Sea Island Shore lotion as lubricant. She felt like her vagina was the coastline. Each pulse of his cock was a perfect wave hitting her sandy beach in a peaceful rhythm. Then Krami came with the force of a tsunami, her hands melting all of those large chunks of natural soap that no one ever buys with her climactic grip. She was covered in lotion and musk. She turned around to face her midnight lover.
I'm Robert Sma, and I have a sex problem.
He was dressed in a mall security guard's outfit, though his stature could never stop any thief. She was disappointed in the visual element of Paulbert. However, the musk remained.